You're listening to the audio production of Deuteronomy Audio Lectures Part 2 by Daniel I. Block, published by Zondervan and presented by the author. These audio lectures are a unique learning experience. Unlike a traditional audiobook's direct narration of a book's text, this production includes high-quality live recordings that cover the important points from each chapter, as well as relevant material from other sources.
Deuteronomy 16:1-17. Whereas the weather and harvests and the births of firstborn livestock determined the timing of the celebrations envisioned in 15:19-23, the firstborn, those discussed in chapter 16:1-17 were written into the calendar by Yahweh himself. These were scheduled appointments, and they were to be observed annually on the same dates. The three anchor festivals were Passover, Pesach, and unleavened bread, which followed right after on days 14-21 of Nisan in the first month. The festival of Shavuot, weeks ending in Pentecost, 50 days after Passover, was in the third month of Sivan. And then the festival of booths or tabernacles, Sukkoth, was in the month of Tishri, the seventh month. Let's look first of all at the festival of Passover. The Passover celebration on Aviv, also called Nisan by two different calendars, on the 14th day, commemorated the destroying angels passing over Israelite homes the night that Yahweh rescued the Israelites from Egypt, Exodus 12-13. Here, Moses combines his instructions on the Passover, verses 1-7, with the festival of unleavened bread, which was celebrated in the week that followed, verse 8. Yahweh's earlier instructions had called for observing the festivals in people's homes, which applied so long as the whole community of Israelites were together around the tabernacle as they marched from Sinai, Horeb, to the Promised Land. However, anticipating settled conditions in the Promised Land, Moses charged the people to celebrate the festival, apparently in their temporary residence in the vicinity of the central sanctuary. That's the festival of Passover. In verses 9 to 12, Moses talks about the festival of weeks, in keeping with earlier references to this observation as the festival of harvest, Exodus 23:16, and the day of first fruits, Numbers 28:26. This text dates it 7 weeks after you begin to put the sickle to the standing grain. Whereas all these labels associate the festival with harvest, in Jewish tradition, it was also associated with the giving of the covenant stipulations at Horeb, and its function was to keep alive the memory of Yahweh's establishment of Israel as his covenant people. At Horeb, those who had formerly been slaves in Egypt, verse 12, became vassals of Yahweh. Interestingly, the same word is used. Celebrated on the 50th day after Passover, Pentecost, the day of their salvation, later Greeks referred to this festival as Pentecost, Acts 2, verse 1. Whereas in Deuteronomy 16:16, Moses requires
Sample complete. Ready to continue?